This hour is brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.
All right. Hour 2 Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app, your home smart speaker, and up on TSN 4. Brian Hayes, Yo Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan, our buddy Jerry, and Jerry's percentages in about a half an hour. Rays coming up in about 5. We got the Jays looking to regroup. You know, you talk about a game where you throw out the tape, go back to the room, try to chill out, try and forget, Men in Black style, yeah, and show up at the park the next day and pretend like it never happened. Yeah, that would be last night's game.
You talk about one play. Like, it's just you can't – like, sometimes it is on one guy because there was two routine fly balls where I'm like, okay, let's get ready, you know, go to the can, go wherever, and get ready for the next – no. He couldn't make the catch. It was a beer league dude could do that. My buddy Gary, who would smoke in the outfield, catches those two balls.
The one that went right at him anyway. I mean, the other one he was moving. Maybe
dude,
he
come
was...
on, man. He took five strides, Brian. A big league player makes that catch in his sleep.
Oh, of course he does. But I'm saying Gary right. doesn't when he's got smoke in his eyes and he actually has to move.
I'm telling you, he comes pretty damn close. On that baseball team I played on, my co-ed team in Etobicoke, there's not maybe one. Like, everyone makes that catch. I'm sorry. It's five strides and a catch.
Yeah.
It's not like.
No, they're terrible plays.
Terrible.
I mean, there's no counter. There's no, well, you know, if you think about it. No, there isn't. There's no thinking. There's no take.
Yeah,
there's
just,
no contrarian view.
And it's boom, not long after that, it was 7-1. And then it was just over.
Well, how about this? Fisher got hit by a pitch in live batting practice today and is moving to the injured list.
Do you think he told a guy to just throw cheese at him?
I guess it was
like
Shoemaker.
Ricky
who was
Vaughn.
On
the
he
Ricky
like
Vaughn.
Stepped into one.
Can
he
you just tee off on me, please? I forgot my helmet in the locker room in the clubhouse. Please tee off on me right now and send me somewhere.
Well, why is he taking BP? He should be exclusively in the outfield shagging balls. Yeah, like exclusively for hours. So Fisher is now going to the IL.
Wow.
This isn't good. Ken Giles back in the IL with the same elbow issue. That does not sound good. When you're activated for a week and you go back because of the elbow, I'm not going to say the two first names, but it gets concerning when that happens.
Well, you're right. It's concerning. You know what else I saw that was concerning? Was this like... was it a joke? Was it a Halloween costume? This Odor, is that his name?
Rugnet Odor. Oh,
this
dude.
Guy's tarp on top of his head. Like, that's got to be a joke, right?
No.
Does he wear a wig and he took off his, like, was the wig stuck in his helmet? Or
he has vaulted to the top of the list of who needs to go Messier.
The salad rebuild?
The like salad guy, rebuild. I don't know when we're doing edition two, but he... and the former head coach of the Capitals are 1 and 1B.
Him and Todd Reirden.
Yes.
I people were sending it to me going like, here's Noodles.
Noodles Odor.
Yeah, I saw that one. I thought that was very funny. But like,
Keith's saying the guy's 26 years old.
Oh, he's not old. Yeah, he was young when he clocked Batista. He'd only been in the league for a year or two.
I don't know. Somebody
I thought he was older
this.
Than that. But.
Send in the picture because I honestly, there's no way that's real. Like, it's got to be Photoshopped or something.
Well, okay, let's explain it a little bit for the audience if you missed it. And I don't know if we should have thought of this and tagged it and sent it to TV. We should be playing this on a loop for 3 hours
of TSN. I forgot about it until, like, today. Somebody
yeah,
sent it to
that's
me.
On us because we're jamming Megan up here pretty badly because I bet
Sorry,
you she's
Megan.
Searching for it. We should have sent it to her. But Rugnet Odor... and I don't know, was this a recent clip? Is this one that had been in the
out in
YouTube
idea.
For a while?
I have no idea, but somebody sent it to us last night, like tagged us. And
yes.
I'm like, oh, my God, look at that. And to me, it was like it was.
So
like
he's
a
running out
of
single. Let me explain it. We keep talking about it. We haven't actually explained it.
Okay.
He's running out. You know, he chops a ball, you know, a ground ball, wherever he chops it and runs it out. He gets thrown out at first. And I believe it was to end the inning. So you know how it works in the bigs. You drop your helmet. You know, you take your glove off. Maybe you take your elbow pad off, leave it there, and you start walking to your position. And
right.
someone's going to run out with your cap and with your glove. And it looked like that's what he was doing. but when he was leaning down to take off his helmet, his hair fell out and was stuck to the top of his head, top of his helmet. And all of a sudden, he had a full
skullet.
Bald skullet. Like, yeah, basically.
He had a skullet. Like, basically, it was a full toilet bowl and then hair on the side. But, like, it seemed to me like it was like if he wore a wig, the wig fell off in his helmet.
Yes, exactly what happened.
It looked like a skit from The Naked Gun. Like, that's all I could think about because I'm like, that is not real. But I've pulled up a picture on, like, I actually Googled it, just Odor hair, and it is everywhere on the internet.
Okay, like, so it must have happened last night then, or at least in the last day or two. But
it is horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just like, hey, he's going thin. It's almost like he shaved right down the middle of his head, but then there's, like, thick hair on the side and a beard to match.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, and he's not a big guy anyway. Not that it matters.
No.
But, that would have been astonishing. And lucky, again, much like Fisher in right field, like, you make blooper mistakes like that at Yankee Stadium in the second inning, you are getting absolutely destroyed for the rest of the game. Same thing
right.
with Odor. You know, if you're on the road and that happens and the fans catch wind of it, every time you are running back to the dugout, you are just you're going to get beat. You're getting chirped
sure.
constantly. And I would like to believe it will continue because we're not his biggest fan anyway.
No.
With everything that happened with Bautista and the Rangers back in the 2015-2016 years. Joining us down the Maple Toyota hotline here is Ray Ferraro. What's happening, Ray?
Sounds like I got some catching up to do here, boys.
Yeah, so Rougned Odor.
Do we start with Odor, or do we start with, oh, the world's crappiest caddy?
Oh, did you hear about that?
Now,
he jammed me up.
Maybe a director from TSN, maybe might have been Franklin, I'm not sure, might have called ahead and said, you need to listen to this.
Ray, first of all, this idiot has his own rangefinder, the same brand as mine, and every fairway or fescue, he's like, what's the number? So this particular case, he's like, what's the number? And my thing got jammed up, and I gave him 176 hole, and then when he hit the shot, he hit this towering 5-iron that he was so horny about, he thought it was the greatest shot. He thought it was Tiger at the Canadian Open. It's just, and then all of a sudden, this thing lands in a rat hole 25 yards over the green. So after he hit that shot, because I heard our host say, you know what, man, is it that much? And then I was like, uh-oh. I grabbed my gun again. I gunned the pin, and it said 161. I was like, I just gave this guy the wrong. And I looked at his lie when I walked down to the green because his ball was right beside the walking path. It was honestly buried in a rat hole. It was gross. And I'm like, I did that to that poor bastard.
And it's because I hit it so well.
Yeah.
Like,
it
that's
was a
the
pure
point, right?
Shot.
Like, I hit this thing as this is the greatest 5-iron I could ever hit. It was into
tour.
The wind.
It was tour.
Exactly. It really was. Like, it had some shape on it, and it was
yes.
right over the flag. And it lands, and I'm like, whoa, like, that's 15, 20 yards past. Like, what the hell was that? Like, 175 into the wind, that's a 5-iron for me. Like, all day, every day. Maybe if I stripe it, it's going to go, you know, just off the back of the green. But this thing landed 15 yards past the green.
Yeah.
And just a jam job. And I guess it's my own fault. I should have gunned it myself, but I'm thinking this guy's going to hook me up. I mean, he's never done me wrong before. Stan the caddy. But and I was sitting there even par through four holes.
Let's
I was
end
feeling
this on it. One thing. Let's end this on one thing. Ray, do you think that's a replay of a shot?
No. There is no replays.
No, I'm just saying. I literally jammed the guy up, and I actually felt bad about it. Do you think it's fair to say, take another golf ball, and that's the proper yardage, go ahead?
That would be the nice thing to do.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
I mean,
seriously.
Like, but I mean, I don't know. Like, when's the last time you took a redo on the course? It's a bad break for Hayes.
Yeah, it sucks. Like it, yeah. And don't get me wrong. If he said take it again, I would have had my six iron out so quick your head would spin and a ball on the ground. Because we were also we were playing for skins, and you know there was some other stuff on the line, and I was not on his team.
Oh, so. Okay. Now that makes it even worse.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, jammed him up.
But anyway, so that was the one story. The Rougned Odor story was he was running out a ground ball or whatever, and he's out at first, and he does the old lean down to take his shin pads off and take his helmet off and leave it on the ground and walk to his position routine. But when he takes his helmet off, his wig came off with it.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't
Noodle.
Think he has a wig because he's bald anyway. He's never.
I don't
had
know.
A wig.
It was.
So
I'm
what
telling
was
you,
it then?
It was a.
It's
it
not
was
a skunk in your helmet.
It
like,
was
what would it be?
Naked Gun skit. That's what it was. That's the only thing I can think of. Like, there's been a couple guys in the NHL that wore rugs, and one of them.
Noodle.
Was,
one of them is a goalie.
Yes, and it
you
fell off.
You know this story, right?
Yes, it's well documented.
Go ahead, so, Ray.
Go ahead.
This is a shutout. The goaltender comes out. The guys are like, yeah, way to go. You're the best, you know, and they're patting him on the head. Well, his mask, he's taken off at the time, and as they're patting him on the head, the covering
the
falls
carcass.
Onto the ice.
Yeah, the
it
carcass falls,
onto the
falls
ice.
On the ice. Yeah.
The worst part is, because he's a little sweaty, the thing falls flat down. It sticks, so it doesn't quite come off. When he goes Jesus to pull it right up. Can you imagine
that?
Like, the guys would be like, what?
Well, he would have had to have been like a linesman, you know, when they try to, you know, dig up the ice to cover up the blood. He would have been like digging with his skate to get his skullet off of the ice.
Yeah. It was not good. And if, ever since, like, even when that goalie played, and if he was backing up, he would come out with his mask on. He never took it off ever again on the ice or
you
anywhere
can't,
around.
Hey, Noodles,
it.
You can't go to the ball cap then. It's
no.
too late.
No, no. Like, it was, and this, like, it just shocked me because I hadn't paid attention to Odor whatsoever. I didn't know that he, you know, went Messier up top or had a skullet, yeah. But he has hair on the side. That's the thing that just shocked me.
Yeah.
And, like that. That's and I think there was hair inside. Like I think
that's
he
what
was
it looked
wearing
like to me.
A wig.
Maybe not. I mean, maybe it was just the inner part of the helmet or whatever. I don't know. But it looked.
But Hayes, he's not playing Little League baseball. These helmets, I assume, aren't being passed around from guy to guy.
No, I know that. I'm sure he's got his own bucket. I'm just saying. I don't know what the padding is like. Maybe it's a. It's a hair lining type of bucket. I have
okay,
no other explanation.
Of the four guys here on this show right now, I'm fourth in talking about hair. The guys that have the longer hair on the sides and bald right up the middle, why not just take it to the wood?
Oh, it's Ally Afraidy special all-star game. You comb it up and you make like a rink boards around the skull. And Ray, that's one of our favorite stories too. He rode up the boards and got crushed against the stanchion in Madison Square Garden. We yeah. think he was half unconscious and all he cared about was reaching for his bucket. He wanted his bucket back on his head. I think yeah. there was an ambulance on the way to the rink, but he just wanted the bucket back on.
That is tough. That is tough.
Yeah, that one is tough.
Okay, it's U.S. Open week. When Steve Stricker took off his hat,
yeah.
A couple of years at first, I'm like, I thought he had a full head of hair.
No, 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 no. He is Todd Reardon's cousin. He's Reardon's cousin.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
See, guys, there are some guys that wear it so well. Like, some guys that just wear a baseball cap all the time or, you know, like you just never imagine that they were balding.
Zach Johnson's not far behind him. Zach
well,
because,
yeah, on tour you can always wear a hat. Hockey, football, you can always wear a helmet. Then you get a guy like Caruso on the Lakers, there's nothing he can do. You know, he puts a headband on, but it just you're out there, you know, and you're living life and you're going with it. And that's fine. You know, we support it.
I told you guys. I told you. I got the eye-opener of a lifetime. What was that? A month ago. I think it's battling back, though. Like the whatever that is, that foam I've been putting on, the Rogaine. I think it's battling back.
Okay.
Like I haven't.
Well, we
I
need
haven't,
updates on that. We need more pictures. We need evidence. We need
like
to
there's no issue
the
here.
Trial.
There's no issue. Like I've got like a full helmet. It's just there's like a hole in the back. And even my three-year-old, I was playing with him the other day, and he's like, "Daddy, you got a hole in your head." That's what he said to me. I mean,
well,
he's
you're
honest.
Raising him appropriately. I like
okay,
that.
Okay, so Noodles, I'm worried about this. What if you spill this and it slides down your back?
I don't know. Look at the hairiest neck out
it's
there.
Turned into an animal. That's a perfect move.
Well, no, we've all played.
You gotta go Messier if you're gonna be the
I'm
guy.
I'm not going
with, like,
messy. I've got a full
just,
head of hair.
Listen to me. If it gets to the point where if you've got a lot of mojo on the sides and the bald strip like right down up.
Oh,
and
I
back,
would never do that.
It, yeah, like, that's when you've got to go Messier.
If I had the reverse mohawk where it was literally that's what Odour has. That's what he has. The toilet bowl. It's the skullet. That's what he has. Skull and then hair on the side and long in the back. Like I would never do that, but it's just it was shocking, but I think I'm battling back. There's some confidence
you'll be fine.
In the hair.
You're the Islanders. Yeah. You're the Denver Nuggets or
exactly.
The Islanders.
I'm the Islanders right now, just hanging around. How impressed were you with the quality of that game last night, Ray?
Oh, wasn't that something to watch? Holy smokes, uncle. Like, so I'm on the text. O has the night off, so it's Pooley.
Yeah.
And I felt like, you know, these guys are, they're all in studio, you know, wherever they're sitting, and they're discussing, what about this, and what about this, and I'm like, yeah, I just cleaned the kitchen in the first overtime. Like, nothing happened. The shots were, what were they, 4-4 in the first overtime?
Yeah, 4-4. Yeah.
Nothing happened. It was, I know that you say like that's Islander style and all that, but I don't even know how to describe that. Like the guys are, like it was like they couldn't go anywhere, either team.
Well, that suits the Islanders, though, doesn't it? I mean, that's what they want for two more games, or maybe more than that if they get through to a cup final. Imagine Islanders-Dallas, how that's going to look. For a cup final.
Let me ask you this, guys. This will bring this right back to Toronto. Like, would you, as a Toronto fan, would you rather be watching your team play a boring style, or would you rather have more flash and dash and them watching everyone else? They're sitting at home.
Of course, you take the wins. Of course, you would.
Well, I think it's a legitimate question. Because I get the sense that there are people out there that are like, the Islanders, you know, they suck. They're deep in the playoffs, and it's
their
style
is
there.
Team, hey, Noodles, if it's their team, though, they're all on board with it. Like if the Leafs all of a sudden decided to have that that sort of style, and they were two wins away from the Cup final, people in Toronto would be on board.
I think
100%.
So.
Well, there are examples of it. In the early 2000s, that Leaf team was not exactly the 85 Oilers. Like, they were trying to win 1-0 and 2-1, and they ran into Carolina, who found a way to score 3 goals in a game.
Right.
Right?
The
Leafs, how many times in those runs were they winning 1-0, like 2-1? There's a Stumpy Thomas goal. He scores in overtime, I think, or they score twice late against Philly, I want to say, in 99. And I think they were down 2-0 in the series. I don't think they had scored a goal yet. And they're late into the third period, had not scored, and they scored twice late to win game 3, and they went on to win the series, I believe. Like, think about that. You're at game 3 in the third period. I'm not sure they had scored a goal yet. And they found a way to win the series.
I
think this is a good point, though. If we look back just over even the last little bit, who is the team that has won that's not been very good defending? And the answer is nobody.
Well, they found, like, good teams. Like, I think Washington was a team that learned. Like
Noodles, for sure. But they, you know, when they won, right, they defended well.
Yes. And they got good goaltending, and like, it all came together. But they had to go through that process, and you have to be able to defend to win in the playoffs. It doesn't mean you can't be highly skilled. It's just, Steph and I were talking about it today, and it was an honest question. Like, would you, like, because people were complaining about the quality of the game last night, and I watched it.
Yeah,
we all were. But you're like, okay, would you take that? And I agree with you, Hayes. I don't think it's great for a casual fan. It's not good. It's not sexy where you've got,
no,
like,
if
the
you're
Islanders
trying to introduce somebody to hockey
right,
last
it's
night,
that
was their first experience, they'd be like, man, like.
But I think if your team is playing that, you're fine with it because it's your team deep in the playoffs. It's yeah. just there's probably a middle ground there where these high-octane teams, because Dallas was, you said this, was it yesterday, Ray, or the other day, where you said Dallas used to be a high-octane team
yep.
that learned to defend. And Washington was that. I think Pittsburgh was a high-octane team that found a way to defend a different way. When you know when they won the cups back to back, it can happen. It's just you got to find that balance. And the Islanders, you know, they just play a certain way.
I would rather be the team that's got the skill and learns to defend, as opposed to, you know, like I would rather be that than opposed to being the Islanders. And the reason I say that is you can't learn past a certain point to score more goals. Your skill level will determine that. Like if your work ethic gets to a point where you're like, yeah, I'm happy with the way our team works throughout the lineup, then we can only score at a certain point. The skill teams, they can learn to defend. Like you can learn to work a little harder. You can learn to be a little more patient. But
right.
you can't invent goals. They're like the Islanders, to my recollection, Barzal had one chance, and then the next chance they got was Eberle's.
Yeah.
And that was about 25 minutes apart.
Yep.
Was Barzal the one that popped over his stick?
No, Barzal had like a mini breakaway.
Yeah, he was in, and Vasilevsky's, that's the scary part. He's such a good goalie, but he hasn't been busy. Like, at all. I thought Varlamov played really well last night. Like, there was a time where, early on in overtime, I'm like, Tampa is going to score right now. Like,
yeah, you got to think fatigue is setting in for these guys big time. I mean, it's every other day for 2 months. It's
yeah, and don't forget, too, like, the players want to play these as fast as they can now. Like, LeBron was talking about had they wrapped this up last night, like, the finals were starting Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the guys are like, okay, we've been in this long enough. Let's just keep playing.
No kidding.
I think this has got to hurt the Islanders more. But, man, Tampa's a different team without Braden Point.
Well,
yeah, and that's hanging over them now, right? Like Cooper almost sounded like he's not waiting for him to return anytime soon.
He sounded like a lawyer.
Yeah, he did.
We might not see him again, but he might play next game.
Yeah, that's a big hit, too. Like, the one thing I've noticed about the Islanders is it's they're taking a little piece of Tampa every game, just chipping, mm-hmm. you know, like Komarov, like they're finishing checks. It's a little push here. Like, they're just, you know, and Kucherov, he looked injured last night. Like, he came up, I don't know if it was his back or he got twisted. He ended up finishing the game, and I think he's fine. But
there's one guy that wants Point back more than Cooper, is that Kucherov.
Yep. I agree. Like, Sorelli's a nice player, but he's not Stamkos or
no.
Point. So
he was starting to look frustrated last night. He was wearing that.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, it might be waiting for him again tomorrow night. You know, we'll see. Well, we'll break it down tomorrow at 5. Good stuff, buddy, as always.
Have you guys, you got another golf match planned?
I don't know when we're going to get out again. I'm taking a lot of heat, though, because, again, I trusted the gun and – That's on
when
me.
When you have your own one.
It's
the same thing as mine, but he asked me for it.
Yep, that one's
Why
on me.
Why would you ask, Hayes, instead of reaching into your bag and, like...
I don't know. He has slope on his, and I don't, and it was...
Yeah.
Maybe that made the adjustment. I don't know, just to keep him on his toes.
Do you want to know what the goofiest and weirdest part with, like, golfing and during these times? I was riding in the cart today with Hayes, and we're basically right beside each other, and there's a plastic partition in the golf cart in separating us. I was like looking at him, and there's this big giant piece of plastic that you're not allowed to like talk. I don't know. It was so. I was like, I don't know if I like this or don't like this.
It's awkward.
This past weekend, I'm driving. the guy's beside me in that plexiglass on the other side. I can't hear him, but he's talking away. I get out to my ball. Now he's going to drive to his. He reaches around the front of the plexiglass to try and grab the wheel, but now he can't get to the gas pedal. And he looked like he was playing Twister in there. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'll just wait. And he just sat there.
Yeah, I've tried that move too. I'm like, can I drive this thing from over here? Like,
and no. By the way, Hayes, don't be afraid to shuffle a little bit when I'm trying to gather my belongings in the middle of the cart. There was a few lean-ins where I was struggling and you wouldn't even budge. I'm
well,
like,
you sent me a message on the first one. You almost took the plexiglass down. You're leaning into this thing, trying to get your phone or whatever, and I'm like, where do you want me to go, dude?
It's I don't
a,
know, dude. Just
it's
shuffle
a tractor
over.
Trailer.
I've never felt like more of a fat ass in my life, leaning into that golf cart.
The second one was one of the heaviest leans of all time.
Yeah, and it was a fat ass special, that
it
one.
It was a lean. It was a lean. And yeah, the plexi well, held up, and I would be on the IL potentially if I was in the majors, but I held up. We're all good. So, yeah, we'll keep you posted on that, too. We'll let
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll be reviewing Tiger's round, 5 a.m.
Yes, we will.
We'll be up and at it.
Can't wait. All right, buddy. We'll do it
later,
tomorrow
boys.
5. There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. It is Maple Toyota's birthday, and they're giving away gifts, and they're giving you the gifts this month. Buy any new vehicle and receive a free gift. Red Tag savings continue with rates from 0%. Jerry's percentages next.
You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry! You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's percentages brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken. From two people to 300, let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.com. CA. You guys ready to hear from Jerry this week?
Yep.
Yes.
Jerry's feeling frisky, thinking of a cup final featuring tried and true hockey markets like Dallas and Tampa. And that also means Philip Pritchard and his salad will be as far away from Canada as possible, which is just how Jerry likes it. Remember in Chicago, Philip? I almost fired you, you son of a
Remember Philly? Jerry out on the ice and Philly was nowhere to be found because of the rainstorm?
No cup. A massive rainstorm in Chicago and there was no cup in the
he
building.
He was struggling.
That one hurt. That one stung, for sure. But I think he's right. You know, Dallas is already there and I still think Tampa's going to get there. But let's get to the takes this week from Jerry.
Tom Brady playing like Nathan Peterman is something Jerry never expected to see. But 2020 has thrown a lot of curveballs. And maybe the craziest of them all will be Brady throwing another pick six this weekend. And if he does that, he'll be going right to Orchids to meet Bobby Kraft. And you know what that means.
That's on the other coast.
It
Jerry.
Doesn't matter. Brady throws another pick six to tie a record, I believe.
Yep, Matt Schaub, 4 games in a row with a pick six. Only Matt Schaub has ever done that. And Tom Brady is one away from tying that record. What are the percentages that it happens this weekend against Carolina?
I'm going to go rather high for Tom Brady and my team. I'm going to go 30% on this, which I consider to be very high for a quality quarterback like Tom Brady. But I don't know. He seems to be doing things that are un-Brady-like of late. We're talking last season. I'm going 30%. I actually kind of think it might happen again.
I'm 68%.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You know why I'm high on this? Because he has to stay in the pocket and throw the ball. He's not running.
He's going to throw the ball a lot.
He's going to throw the ball a lot. You know, Gronk doesn't look like Gronk right now. Gronk looks like he's been partying and hanging out and doing nothing because, you know, when it comes down to it, I really think that Brady's going to throw another pick six.
Man, I think there's a good chance he'll throw another pick. Back to the house, that is a different story.
That's
I have to go low on this. I can't go 0% because of the way he's been playing, and I think he's going to throw the ball, you know, 35, 40 times. But Carolina's not a great team. I think the Bucs are going to roll. There's some injuries with that offense. I think Godwin's banged up. Evans is banged up. Gronkowski looks like he could have used a preseason, didn't get it. But this is Tom Brady, man. I'll say 5%. 5%. And even that might be too high. He cannot throw another pick six. If he does, that's the most 2020 stat ever. The fact that Brady has thrown a pick six in four straight games to tie an NFL record.
Give me odds and we'll make a bet.
Okay, we'll get to that later in the week.
Okay.
All right,
that's
BNC.
A good one.
Hit number two, Jerry.
One of John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, or Justin Thomas will win the U.S. Open this weekend. Jerry is pissed off Harry Higgs and his unit aren't there.
Harry Higgs, he should be in the field. He should have been a sponsored exemption.
Imagine that big rig strolling down the fairways at the U.S. Open. Love it.
Yep, but not going to happen. He'll be there next year.
No.
That's that. We don't even need a Jerry's percentage on that. That's 100%. No. Harry Higgs will be there next year. But DJ Rahm or JT, one of those three.
I'm going to go 45% on that. It's just, how many times in the last 2 months have you just seen these guys when they're in the field? They just start shredding it, and they're at the top, and they just always seem to get there, and you can't beat them. You're not beating them. They're so much better than everybody else, it's not even close. I'm going to go 40%. You can probably toss Rory into that equation, too. Although he seems...
Rory's not... He's never in the mix.
I know. It doesn't seem like he's in a mood to play golf. I know he's had a child. I know he's got different distractions, but... Never, like, once, like, just once, like, throw your club across the fairway or something. He's just like, ho-hum, nah, you know, didn't do this, didn't do that. And it's just like, you know, doesn't have any fire.
He chunked one the other day, wasn't
he? Yeah,
that?
He did. A couple tournaments ago, that was at East Lake. He chunked one right into the water, but he also chunked one when he was playing with Tiger. Was it at the BMW, I think? And it was just a pure chunk out of the rough. Like, it was really ugly. And I have no faith in McIlroy. You know, that might be an ice-cold take come Monday, but I just don't. I don't have faith in him. But I will go a little bit lower than you because, you know, you look at a guy like Morikawa, who will not win again. I don't think he's going to go back-to-back, but look what he did at the PGA. You look at DeChambeau, who I still think is going to connect. Xander Schauffele, I think, is a guy that is going to play this course really well. You know, you're taking the field here. It's the three best guys going right now, which is a good sound bet. But the field is loaded with talent as well. I'll say 20%.
You just mentioned the guy, Brian, that I'm going to be, other than Tiger Woods, I'm going to be fascinated to watch what he does as Bryson DeChambeau this week at a U.S. Open setup. He has decided that he's going to try to hit it, and he does, 35 yards farther than everyone else. How is that going to play out with that rough? And just a major championship layout like that, like it's going to be the ultimate test for what he's trying to do, or is it just useless on a course like that?
I'm 8% because I'm taking the field against those three.
Tiger's glutes will actually be shooting, and you'll finish top 10 this weekend.
That is a take, that the glutes will be shooting. I mean, that is important. Tiger needs it. T10 for Eldrick.
I don't see that in that guy's golf game. I don't know. He just doesn't seem like he has any zip either. I don't see him making the cut.
Top 10, that's rich.
No, 0%.
0%.
That's
no, 0%.
Do you want to? How much do you want to bet on him making the cut? How much?
Oh, I'll take whatever you want for making the cut.
So then he's not top 10-ing it, you idiot.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about here. You're the one that went with the cut. Jerry just said top 10. You decided
top 10
to bring cut into it. But if you want to have a bet, make or break the cut line.
So this, Jerem, I'm 0% on him top 10-ing it. There we go. We can discuss the other goings on.
Oh, we will. Yes. Oh, notes have been made. It will be brought back up. I love Eldrick to make the cut. I think he's going to finish top 10 this week. I think Winged Foot, if he gets off the tee clean, I think the putter's going to be alive. I'm going to say 51%. 51%
for top
10 for Tiger.
Well, that's a bit rich for me.
Just mail one of the hunches over.
18%. I'm 18%. Yeah.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard will win a title as a member of the Clippers. Everyone talked about him as the best player in the world. He looked like shit in game 7.
Yeah, that was ugly for Kawhi. He was shooting bricks. They just stopped kind of playing. Like, they just decided we're not into it late. And, you know, he's only got 1 year before he can opt out. He's going to opt out, but I think he'll just opt out to make Steve Ballmer pay him even more money, which he's going to have to do. But, man, that's got to leave you with a bit of a sour taste, the idea of the Clippers putting it back on the rails next year.
Yeah. I'm
low on this.
What was your percentage?
Some great teams.
I'll say 30%. Like, you got to give him a shot. It's still Kawhi Leonard.
You got to give him more percentage than that. I'll give him 57%. You look at the teams that are going to get to around that area, Final Four, whatever, they're going to be in the mix. So I'm giving them 57% chance.
I'll go 32%. Something didn't jive there. Their team is going to need a little kick in the butt. Maybe it's a new coach. I didn't like it.
It might be Doc Rivers. I think, like, that screams a culture issue when you've got guys who just blatantly did not care. You know,
when,
like,
some dude says there was a chemistry problem, that means it was serious.
Right after the game.
Somebody's
also
not happy with somebody, or someone hates somebody, or there's something.
Yes. And it sounded like there was a report that Montrezl Harrell was going after, I think, Paul George in game 2 or something like that. It felt eerily similar to Draymond Green and Kevin Durant, and they're falling out. And, you know, Harrell's not going to win that fight over George. Like, Paul George was brutal last night, but he's coming back. He's not going anywhere. But when your coach admits that he had guys that just simply couldn't play minutes,
that's like crazy. That is just a
flat-out embarrassment for a pro athlete.
But that's an that's an indictment on that whole program.
Right.
Like, it's an indictment on Doc Rivers. When Doc Rivers has been around for a long time in the NBA, and you think of Nick Nurse, and you're thinking, Nick Nurse would never say that about his players because he'd never allow that to happen.
Never allow it.
The guy's been in the league for 2 years.
Yeah, it's a head.
Yep. Yep, not good. As Phil would say.
It's not good, right? Nope. I agree. I think something's got to change in the culture, and that may the coach, and they may even try and get more players, even though I don't think you can.
They're up against
traded,
it now.
Yeah, they've traded away everybody. They're stuck,
man, more or less. They can bring in a player or two, but more or less they are stuck.
Yeah.
Matthew Barzal will make Team Canada for the 2022 Olympics.
Good one, Jerry. This is a really quality take. This is a borderline guy, I think. I mean, he's a really, really good player, but Canada's a tough nut to crack, man.
I'm going to say he's a 50-50 guy right now. I think he's a fantastic talent. And who knows who can drop off or be added to that board, but I think he'd be a 50-50 guy. Who knows if, fourth line right wing. Who knows? It's even dumb to think about him playing in a depth position, but I think he'll be a 50-50 shot.
I tend to agree with that because they're just so deep at every position. So, you know, if they get to the Stanley Cup final, if the Islanders are still a really solid team next year, he's a star player, but I look at the depth of Canada. I'm 51%.
Yeah, and he's also young, right? So you got to give him another full year of growth before they have to announce the team. I think there's a chance, and we won't know for a while, but there's a chance his head coach is going to be the head coach. Right, you got to think Barry Trotz is in contention to be the head coach for the Canadian Olympic team, and that might stand for something. I'll go a bit higher than you guys based on that. I'll go 60%. I mean, they bring 14 forwards, so he may not even crack the lineup in the top 12, but he's a guy that can play center, play the wing, bring some speed, bigger ice, younger guy. Well, yeah, I think he's got a real shot.
You're right. It's just that where do they go? Like, you know, does Bergeron make the team and get pushed to the wing? You know, like that's the challenge, is they're so deep down the middle. The guys are going to get pushed off to the wing, and then, I don't know. I think it's going to be a stretch for them.
And Andy Reid will rock the face shield at least one more time this season. Jerry's been rocking the face shield in the champagne room. Fogs up like crazy.
Okay, the shield. All right.
Jerry wears a mask that gets fogged up.
Well, what are the chances we see Andrew Reid?
No. He Please. Knows what that thing it. Looked no. like. 0%.
I want 100%.
I'll do 5% because he might play it up because he know everyone loves it. But that's it. He knows how dumb it looks and he won't do it again. But I'll give 5% that he plays it up for the crowd.
They won. They won, didn't they? They won.
They won. Yep.
And yeah, he's not changing anything. I'm telling you, this guy knows. And he know like he knows he's a caricature too. Like I love it, and I maybe it's wishful thinking. I'm 100% we're going to see some form of that.
By the way, the most ineffective mask out there is the little plastic like chin strap thing, and it just barely goes above your mouth. Like that's not a mask.
Wow,
that's not a mask. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know. I see them online. Like it's weird. You talk about mask, and then all of a sudden it comes across your like Instagram or something. Like,
oh yeah.
It's
anyway,
so
Hayes, what's your percentage on
I don't
Andy
know,
Reid?
I think I want to will this into existence so badly. Yes. I want little windshield wipers on it next time.
Yeah.
And I worry that he left the field. And again, he's like, I have no idea if we won, if any of the plays were the right plays. he couldn't see a thing. So I don't know if he's going to want to wear it, but I think he'll go mask week two. But what if he's not feeling that? So I'm going to say 80% that he has to circle back at some point and go with what works. And if he's a superstitious guy, it's 100%, right?
Yeah.
If you're superstitious, you have to wear it again in week two. You have to. So maybe he is. And if he is, then we're in business. So we'll leave it there with Jerry's. Jerry's After Dark, we may or may not get to that in about an hour.
We have to. We haven't done Jerry's After Dark in forever.
Yeah, we've been lacking on that. Yeah. Okay. We'll get to that in about an hour. Quentin Richardson coming up. Scotty Mitchell in the Jays game tonight. What went wrong last night? Although I think we know what the answer is on that. How do they solve Garrett Cole tonight? And Aaron Judge back in the lineup. He has been activated. Perfect time for the Blue Jays. After the Yankees hung 20 on them last night, Aaron Judge is stepping back into the lineup. But we'll catch up with Scotty. And we got a trade to announce in the NHL.
Yeah,
this one,
it's a weird one.
Really strange, weird trade.
Well, think about the connection. That's the only thing you got to think about.
Okay, we'll get to that next. All right, so we were saying earlier that we're all bracing for the storm of the NHL offseason and how much movement there likely is going to be. And there have already been some trades, some signings, some acquiring of rights, and now we have another deal to add to the docket. Eric Staal. Eric Staal has been traded from Minnesota to Buffalo for Marcus Johansson.
Do you know why that trade was made?
Why?
Because Kevin
Adams played with Eric Staal for a long time, and he probably wanted that voice in the locker room and some familiarity and to straighten things out in there and to help Jack Eichel. That's why that transaction was made.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I'm guessing, too.
I'm just looking at the contract status of both of them, too, right? Like that's
UFA after next year for both.
Right.
They
so
both
it's
have
a one year
left on their deal.
You're right. And Eric Staal's not going to be your number one centerman. Jack Eichel is. Like, he can be, you know, I could think that Staal could probably be your number two or number three, but I agree. Like, I think it's a maybe under the radar move like that. Johansson, I don't mind him as a player, but he certainly didn't fit in there, you know, full time. And Buffalo needs to shuffle the deck. It's a leadership move. You're right, O. I think it's a leadership move, but also, you know, Staal may have some left in the tank. He's actually been quite productive when he's been north of 30.
Yeah, and who knows if he can team up with Skinner and kind of who knows? There's that connection as well.
But there's a you want to talk about changing the culture. That starts with a guy like Eric Staal. Oh, you would know him a lot better than I would. Did you play with him?
I did. I was his first line mate.
He's a great guy. Like that's you're looking at changing the culture a little bit, bringing in maybe a veteran voice to help a Jack Eichel and some of these young guys kind of be better pros, if that makes sense.
I wonder if they'll work on a new deal. I don't think they had to waive anything for it to go through.
I don't know if Eric Staal wants a new deal, man. He's got a lot of miles on him.
Yeah.
He I think he scored 40 goals a couple years ago. He kind of turned back the clock, but he's got a ton of miles, and who knows? I just don't know how much more he wants to play.
But I think it's a low impact move for Buffalo to bring him in, and if he on a 1 year deal, and to be a good voice in the room and a good mentor for some of these young players. I like it.
Yeah, no, he had some sneaky good years in Minnie. Like you can get lost up there. But, he had 42 in 17, 18. He had 28 the year before, 22. Well, like, he's still got something. We'll come back and we'll get more into it. Quentin Richardson will join us. Scott Mitchell and the Jays, game two tonight down at Yankee Stadium, looking to recover after last night. And Jerry's After Dark as well. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.
Alpine Credits.
Yes, it's your English teacher, Mrs. Nelson.
Uh-oh.
You've been using the word approved quite a lot lately.
True, but...
You know there are alternatives like accepted, authorized, confirmed, validated. Let's try. I own my home and would like a loan.
Accepted-ated.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get endorsed, confirmed, permitted, allowed, okayed, and approved. Some conditions apply. Alpine Credits.
FSRA License 12616.
This hour was brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.